up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Eliance's Heroes. Eliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Eliance's.
There is no other place on earth than I'd rather be right here, because this show is about heroes, those that are builders. An incredible lineup, as it always is, and it just gets better and better. Let me tell you who's going to be later on in the show. We are going to have the CEO, president of Cinnabon. We're going to have the entrepreneur, rebel billionaire, Sir Richard Branson. And we'll be ending the show with the key person who's converting existing fleet vehicles into low-carbon footprint, zero-emission vehicles, Mitchell Yao from TorqueTrends.com. But let's get started with our special secret hero this morning. Because after you hear about our next hero, you won't be using the internet or anything that is connected online unless you engage his company. He is the CEO of two proactive security firms, one being Lazarus Alliance and the other Continuum GRC. Michael Peters, and he could be reached by going to LazarusAlliance.com. That's LazarusAlliance.com. Now, Michael, what is the biggest threat facing internet users today?
Hey, David. I really think that the biggest threat today really faces consumers, and it's the multitude of consumer products. We've heard of the Internet of Things, but it's basically all of our technology is really flooding the markets. It's entering our homes, our personal spaces, our businesses, our lives. You know, we're so connected with smart devices and tablets, and even our refrigerator and coffee pot, they're interacting with the internet and in our lives. And the manufacturers, the producers of those products, and the custodians of our personal data, some of which we're not even sure where it goes and how it's used, it's those elements that are not being effectively deployed into the marketplace right now.
In fact, you're an independent information security consultant. You're an innovator, researcher, and author. In fact, you've been internationally recognized and awarded as a security expert. Now, we got to learn about how important it is with your two companies, Lazarus Alliance and Continuum GRC. You're the CEO of both. So share with us what each of your companies does.
Well, certainly, Lazarus Alliance is all about proactive cybersecurity services. It's IT audit and compliance, risk assessment, risk management, policies, governance, and cybervisor services. What we do there are providing the services to proactively protect your organization from basically threats, emerging threats, different cyber criminals and activities around the world that are really challenging our businesses of all sizes, not just large organizations, but actually more businesses that are in the small, medium size business sector. Those businesses are particularly vulnerable. So we offer the services to find the problems before hackers and cyber criminals do, and you go out of business or you end up in the breach reports. Now, Continuum GRC, we have a really unique software platform that we have developed over years and years, and you know, combining experiences and supporting our business, we've created a model that is extremely effective. It's totally unique in the marketplace, but it's designed to help small businesses on up to multinational organizations to again do the proactive things that are necessary to provide to reduce risks and things like that for your organizations.
And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. Alliances.com. With me, David Kogan, ElianceS.com. And we have the president of Lazarus Alliance, Michael Peters. Now, you've also been the chief information security officer, compliance specialist for many big companies, LifeLock, Bank of America, Insight, Reynolds & Reynolds, Humana, and so many more. And I understand you're working on a new launch and stuff. Are you able to talk about it?
Well, certainly. Continuum GRC, we're only about a year old as far as being officially as a standalone organization. We've actually been working on the product line for many years when it was under the Lazarus Alliance corporate umbrella. But a few things we've learned along the way is, number one, our clients love the platform. We've created a model to help the SMB, the small, medium business size sector, which is most at threat right now, and it makes up the majority of our economic engine in the world. So we have separated the companies. It's fully operational. You know, we're actually bringing on customers, and I'm happy to say one of our most recent customers is the Cisco Systems. I can't think of a bigger feather in our cap than the Cisco Systems. So it's a significant validation of the quality and the value of our security platform.
Now, you're an Alliances member, and I could see now why they call you by your nickname, the Protector. You also have more distinctions and initials after your name than anyone else I know, including things like EJD, ISSA Hall of Fame, MBA, CMBA, and so many more, which are very important when hiring someone in the security field. Alliances being the place where entrepreneurs align, you come to our roundtable, and afterwards at our breakout sessions, the crowd just gathers around you. What does it mean for you to be part of Alliances where entrepreneurs align?
Well, you know, the SMB space, entrepreneurs, business people, that is where really my passions lie. It's in protecting those people. I mean, we're all specialists in our own rights. Mine happens to be cybersecurity. I work with so many people from, business people from the Alliances, organization and the different activities. We collaborate, we share, I have mentors there. People will just ask me questions and things like that. So it's a tremendous, there's a tremendous spirit of collaboration and of mentorships and things like that. So it's just been a really great experience. But I just love, contributing some of my expertise to help people in, with Alliances.
And anybody who goes online, any business, they all need you. In fact, children are growing up in a very different age than perhaps we did, with computers, social media. I mean, it literally makes my head spin to think all about it. But what advice do you have for children or parents to help protect themselves online? And how can they work being successful in the field like you have that is just growing by leaps and bounds because there's so many breaches that are out there?
So I think there's something fundamental that it doesn't matter if it's right now, today, or if it was when I was a child. We all benefit from having mentors. People that have expertise that you can, look to for advice and things like that. So really, part of it's an educational enlightenment type of an experience. So, for parents or for kids, don't be afraid to ask questions. No single person on earth has all the answers, but collectively we do. So I think, the awareness aspect of things is really important. Ask questions. You'll get good answers.
A little less than 30 seconds left. What's the number one most service that somebody requests from you?
Risk assessment.
Oh.
Finding out, where the problems exist before you end up in the breach reports and you go out of business.
is scary stuff. So make sure, if you don't want to be scared, make sure you contact Michael. You're the protector. You save people from threats online. You're an innovator, researcher, and author. You've been internationally recognized for what you do. That's a hero. Michael Peters. Go to LazarusAlliance.com or Alliances.com. And coming up next, the president of Cinnabon, and later on we'll be talking with Sir Richard Branson about his secrets, and Mitchell Yao from Torque Trends, an innovator in the automotive electric vehicle industry.